Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam, Akal Samaches, Simon Chafalef, and we're talking about the halachas of Geniza and Shemus. The Ramah in Yeridaya in Simon Resh Ayin Vav points out that because of the responsibility towards Geniza, towards Shemus, a person is not allowed to write a Shem Hashem on a piece of paper, something which is not in a sefer. And because it's possible that this piece of paper, where it's written, will not be kept with the proper respect, and it will come to be zoyin, and to mechika. So part of the chiyuv, like we've spoken about, to prevent mechika, which is why we're mechuyev to have a geniza and we have a mechuyev to give kavod, makes it incumbent upon us to not write the Shem Hashem in a place where it could come to a bizoyan. So that's regards to Shem Hashem, which we mentioned is the din of Mechikas Hashem is a din derais. So what about Sifrei Kodesh? We mentioned Sifrei Kodesh that either midrash or midrabanan also have a chiyuv of this from Mechika and a chiyuv of Geniza. Again, not svarim which are written on cloth, but even svarim which are written on paper. What now? The same way we just take a Shem Hashem and put a piece of paper. What about if I put a pasuk on a piece of paper? It's not a whole sefer; it's just one pasuk. So the law is that even one pasuk alone, it's divrei Torah. So the concept of sefer kodesh is lav davka full sefer. It's not only if it's a full sefer, but even if it's part of a sefer, even if it's one pasuk. What about less than a pasuk? If a person writes a half a pasuk, so the assumption of many poskim is. There's a Gemara in Gittin in the first parak, which talks about a different set of halachas known as Sirtut, which is not our conversation right now. And the Gemara tells us that three words of a pasuk are equivalent to a pasuk for that purpose of the halacha of Sirtut. So many poskim assume that that will be true over here as well, that not only is a pasuk a whole sefer, the person has a chiyuv kavod to a full sefer, person has a chiyuv kavod to a pasuk, but person has a chiyuv kavod to three words from a pasuk. So three words from a pasuk cannot be written in such a way that they will come to be zoyin. One case where this is a common issue is a person is writing an invitation, and he writes an invitation, Matzisha Matzatoiv is a pasuk. It's four words. So in that situation, we'd have a chiyuv to handle it with the proper respect, which means some type of a chiyuv of geniza. So taking it this Ramah a step further, that you should not write something which you have a chiyuv of geniza in a place where it's not going to come to geniza, it's not going to be dealt with the proper respect. So therefore, a person should not put psukim an invitation where the chances are the invitation is going to be discarded and not dealt with the proper kavod. It's going to be put in recycling and it will be ripped apart, which that's not dealing with the proper kavod, or it's going to be thrown in the garbage together with items of garbage, which is a bizoyan for that. So a person should preferably refrain from writing a psukim and invitations. The next question which comes along this issue is, what about writing psukim or writing divrei Torah in a newspaper? So a newspaper which has a separate section, which is for divrei Torah, which it comes out, let's say, once a week, and people know that that's a separate section, chances are that people are going to deal with that properly, and they will give it the proper geniza that it requires. But a person has a newspaper, which is primarily a secular newspaper. It's not discussing the Divrei Torah, etc. And in the middle, they write a Divrei Torah. That would be inappropriate to do, because it's not going to be dealt with the proper respect. It's going to be thrown out, something of that sort, and it would come to be zoyin. So the Chazon Ish wrote a letter to an individual who had written a column, a piece in a secular newspaper, a religious secular newspaper, but a newspaper for the news, of his service, and he felt that it was incorrect to do so, because you're placing the words of Torah in a place where they're going to come to be zoyim, which is all part of the chiyuv of geniza. So that leads us now to the next question is, so what do we do when we have newspapers which do have that in that? What is our chiyuv to do that? So beyond whether it's appropriate for the publishers to put it in, but we now are on the other end, we are receiving it. What is our responsibility? What about if we receive an invitation which has psukim in it, etc.? So there are some leniencies which we're going to talk about as Hashem. Meanwhile, have a good